Hey y'all, hey, welcome to another episode of Come Kick It with Chris. I am your hostess with the mostest, Kristen. Good morning. It has been forever and a day. I know, it has been forever and a day. Mainly due to my schedule, right? So because my schedule is what it is, I actually feel the most energy to podcast and to talk to y'all while I'm driving. I know it's weird, but you're gonna get more raw energy from me driving than you would with me. Okay, I'm sitting at the desk, by myself, and just, let's talk. Nah, I'm gonna give you more energy in the car, and I really don't have to drive anywhere but once a week, as far as through the work week, and that's when I need that. I build up that momentum to give you energy. But today I'm not going to work because I don't have to go in the office this week. But I do have a doctor's appointment, so I'm like, okay. I had just been getting some, feedback about the podcast and stuff like that, and I was just like, dang, I haven't spoken to y'all in so long. This is such a random, opening or whatever, but hey y'all, hey. For those of you, if this is your first episode with me, welcome to Come and Kick It with Chris. My name is Kristen. I am a podcaster. I've been podcasting on and off over the last, I don't know, 6, 7 years. I love speaking. I have a blog, entitled Confidently Kristen. I have, this podcast. I also am an author. I've written an ebook and I've co-written a book as well with several authors. So, I also, above all, I am a life coach, right? Just to give you just a little bit of my backstory. So, your girl likes to talk about the things from time to time. And, I am all about, just so you know, I'm all about self-development. Personal development is so important to me. It's near and dear to my heart. When I began life coaching, I remember somebody telling me, you need to specify what part of self-development you really want to hone in on. Well, I do life coach women in the area of, confidence, confidence building, maintaining that confidence, and helping you get to your next level, by way of making sure that you're in line with you so that, you can exude confidence and it comes from a natural place, right? So, when I talk about self-development, there are so many different areas and facets of it. Why would we just stick to one thing? This is my niche, but I talk about the various aspects of self-development because it's important. So that's pretty much what this podcast is, but I give it to y'all with my flavor. But as you'll see, as the episodes go on, I got lots of flavor, y'all, and I give it to you. I give it to you how it needs to be gave. That's just it. So, anyways, something that I have been thinking about, and I actually was talking about it with one of my friends yesterday, and it was a lot of times we will base permanent decision off of temporary feelings. And that is such a dangerous game to play. Because you will end up causing yourself and others a lot of heartache by these temporary feelings, allowing it to make decisions for you later on. That's not good. And if you really did because the root is it's a temporary feeling, which means that you're not really attached to whatever decision, feeling, emotion that we really talking about. It's just this is it right now. So if this is it right now, what makes you think that when you wake up tomorrow that you're still going to be attached to everything that you have going on? And then if it's attached to other people, you're going to take everybody down. We have to learn how to, okay, this feels good right now, but just because it feels good right now, let's look at the whole big picture and decide if this is something that I want to remain in my life? Do I want to remain in this behavior? Do I want to continue to think like this? Do I want to continue in this direction? Like, it's really something you have to sit and think like, okay, like, we are grown as grown now. We're not teenagers. You can't just have knee-jerk reactions to things and just like, okay, I'm going to run with it because it seems like the right thing to do. And, you know, you got to kind of like think it through and decide for yourself. The power of decision is really good. And yes, you know, sometimes we willingly just go with it. Oh, you know, like fall into it. Stop falling into things, you know, and just really sit down and think like, is this something that I want? Is this the best thing for my life? It, like, you have to take charge of your decisions. You have to take charge of, you know, like, hey, sit, like, grab yourself. Imagine grabbing yourself by the shoulders, like, hey, hold on, girl. What we doing here? You know what I'm saying? And, like, is this, and even in the moment, you have to sit and think, like, you know what? This sound good, and you could talk. I could talk a good game. And just because I talk a good game, that doesn't mean that I want to necessarily sit with the stuff that I could be talking trash about. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm not committing to that. You know what I mean? Watch, it all goes down to, what are you committing to? Why do we want to commit to things that, you know, like, I'm a flake on that. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I'm a really, like, do this. And then you be like, you know what? Why you tell them people that you was about to do this and you know good and damn well that you not? You understand what I'm saying? That's that. In the moment, it sound all good. But then you like, nah, I'm not. Because, like, you know that you're not going to make that type of permanent decision for your life. So you just need to be like, nah, that's not what I'm on. I can't do that. Or no, this doesn't align with what the things that I'm trying to do. This is taking me further away from where I'm trying to go. You know, like at this point, and I'll give you an example. For me, I had never intentionally dated before, right? And so once a person started saying things that were literally the antithesis of what I was on, bye. Like, I'm automatically checked out like that. But that's, I can do that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so if you already said you don't want marriage, you don't want kids. Okay, so what are we, there's nothing for us to talk about at the least, because those are things that I want, you know, high and by. What we got to talk about? I'm not going deep with you. Why would I engage in a deep relationship if you telling me that this ain't what you want? Or you showing me that you ain't really fucking with me like that. You understand what I'm saying? That's the type of shit that really, like, got my, you know, juices flowing. I'm just like, no, I'm not doing that. Not really. I'm not doing it. You know, and I just would dismiss myself from people that I just wasn't aligned with. I also had somebody who was really fully ready for a relationship. And I bagged up. I was like, you know, I'm not ready to be that serious. You know, this is, you know, when I was single, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not really ready to, like, do that, you know, like, okay. But you gotta know, you can't just, hey, dang, you know, you a really dope person, and I don't want to let the opportunity pass. So, you know, I'ma just, nah, bro, like, listen. Because that temporary shit can get you put in situations that you don't necessarily want to be in. So you got to be cognizant of that and put you first. There is something about putting you first and putting ourselves, and I'm going to put me into the equation because I am not excluded, but putting ourselves first, that other people, that the world tends to view as selfish. I'm going to say it again. It is something about us putting ourselves first, like our development, our decision making, etc. It is something about that people. Part two. It is something about us putting ourselves first that it bothers other people. And it seems selfish because you decide to put your self development first. And there's nothing wrong with that. to your own detriment, to your enhancement. You know, there are times where you do have to be selfish and to, you know, put yourself first because it's important. And I really, you know, hate that as a society, that's something that we do, because it's like, how are you to tell me that I can't put me first in an instance of I'm working on me, this area needs to be developed. For my own best interest, I am not going to partake because this is not in alignment with who I am or what I believe. And I just don't want to end up this way. And people just don't want to receive that. Oh, no, you'll be okay. No, like, that's not what I'm on. You know what I'm trying to say? And, yeah, we just kind of, like, look at people like, oh, like, when they doing their self-work, you know, you get made fun of when you trying to, like, heal. But, yeah, but the healed version, once you become healed, the healed version of you be happy as hell. Because you need that. You owe yourself a lot. And, like, we go through so much. And it's just, like, we owe it to ourselves to be the best person that we can absolutely be. And I just, you know, I'm such a proponent of, you know, personal development because it means the most, you know. It impacts. The more personally developed you are, the more, you know, you can show up in every area of your life whole. You can show up fully and represent yourself adequately. You know what I'm trying to say? And I'm, you know, I'm a work in progress, as I like to say. I'm a little bit raggedy because I'm working through things, I'm processing things, and trust me, I am the expert, and I can tell you for sure. I'm not telling you anything that I have not done and I have not experienced myself. I'm constantly working on it, constantly. Like, okay, you know what, Kristen? I know that you are, like, literally not working on X, Y, and Z. You just letting it happen. You just doing you, girl. Okay, so how long you gonna let that ride? How long you gonna let this happen? You know what I'm saying? And, like, I know. Literally just coming out of that type of, like, scenario situation where I'm just like, okay, girl, so how long we gonna just, like, linger in this space, right? Like, okay, you've been in this realm for a while. You've been in this little funk. So what we gonna do about it? Come on. Come on, girl. What we doing about it? How we gonna correct this? Because that's me being in tune with myself. And I know the areas, my trouble. Not all of them, but I'm pretty much self-aware, knowing what I need to work on, you know? And so it's to your best interest to make sure you stay constantly in line with yourself so that you can, you know, show up wholly for yourself. Like, everybody needs you. Everybody, you know, that's just how I go. You know, we're all interdependent on each other in some way, shape, or form. But make sure that you are showing up wholly for you, for yourself, because it's so important. And make sure that when you're in the moment, that the things that you're doing, saying, and feeling, that you don't set yourself up for situations that do not align, that don't align with who you are or who you aspire to be. Like, it is so important to stay, to keep in check, to keep that in check. Like, okay, I'm just having, this is a temporary type feeling. And when you know that this is a temporary type feeling, you kind of just get yourself together. Like, okay, we're not going to allow ourselves to feel X, Y, and Z. It's just, like, important. It's just that important. So anyway, you know, so this person, first of all, it's cold as shit outside. This person is 43 degrees. They on a bike, riding in the far, far left lane. It's a side street, but it's a busy street. Just riding in their damn bike in everybody's way. You know what I'm trying to, like, girl. Anyways, okay, we made it through that. I just got a little bit of road rage. That's one of them areas that I don't know that I'm ever gonna fix. I don't know that I'm ever gonna be able to fix that. But okay, we just gonna hope for the best. Anyways, so make sure that the decisions that you're making, that they are for your best self, and that, if it doesn't align with who you aspire to be and who you are, like, don't even do that. Don't do that. That's what be messing a lot of us up, but I just wanted to drop that off in your spirits and in your hearts today. And hopefully y'all take what you need as it relates to your lives. Have an amazing day. If you are in Detroit, listen, it is a cool 40 something degrees, and you might need to put you on a little jacket or something, because baby, it's a little chilly. It's gonna warm up though in the next couple of days, but not today, okay? So stay warm, and y'all be blessed, and I will holler at y'all later. Bye.